This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Herb Howard is here from the Bigs. He covers the Bears. He does more than that, though. He's also a very talented podcaster.
Okay.
Tell people about your podcast.
Yeah, I co-host the Herb and Tube podcast. Shout out to my brother, Toussaint Werner. We co-host the Herb and Tube podcast. In fact, tomorrow, we have the episode debuting tomorrow with the mayor, Mayor Brandon Johnson.
Brandon
Johnson is on our show. Thank you for pitching that. I appreciate that. Brandon Johnson will be on our show tomorrow. That's going to premiere tomorrow about 9 o'clock on our YouTube page, Herb and Tube.
Did you see him?
T-O-U.
Did you see him playing the drums at Gospel Fest?
I did see him doing that.
Pretty good. I didn't know he was that good of a drummer.
Hey, man, you know, man of many skills, I suppose.
All right, good. Well, I'm looking forward to people being able to see you talk with the mayor of Chicago.
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
It's a good get.
It is a good get. Let's talk about this upcoming season. And so here we go. Here we are, where we're a week away from training camp getting started with the Bears. And it's a new year for Caleb Williams. I know that last month when you came and hung out with us, we talked about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you've had a chance to kind of digest everything that happened in OTAs and all of the off-season work that the Bears did, what are you expecting? What's fair to expect? And what are you looking towards with Caleb specifically inside of training camp?
What I most expect is for Coach Johnson to continue to be very strenuous in terms of harping on those details and making sure that Caleb is on top of every single detail for every single play. And are there going to be mistakes? Of course there are. What you don't want to see is those mistakes continue to be repeated. And I think that's what Coach Johnson will be looking for. And if you can see those things, I think you'll start to recognize them in things like how they get in and out of the huddle, how they get up to the line of scrimmage, how low down in the play clock are they going before he's ready to snap the ball, having taken in all of the pre-snap information that he needs. And then finally, can he find the answers post-snap? Is he being efficient? We keep hearing about this, you know, EPA analytic and expected points added. And listen, some people are like, what does that mean? And the simplest thing for me is, if you know football, you already know what it means. They're just putting a title on it, right? So football is, we're trying to matriculate the ball down the field. And the more we do that, the more likely it is that we will score. So that's really all that really, really means.
It's efficiency in the passing game.
Yeah, yeah, right? So if I start this drive at the 10-yard line, if I get to the 15, I'm a little bit more likely to score. If I get to the 30, I'm much more likely to score. If I get to the 50, so on and so forth. And if he's being efficient like that, if he's finding those answers, if he's hitting those checkdowns, hitting the tight ends, being on time and accurate with the ball to the receiver so they can catch and run, all those things will take care of themselves. And so that's really what I'm looking for. Can he, you know, prove that he's been, you know, digesting this new playbook, and can he communicate that to his teammates, eliminate some of the mistakes in terms of repeating them? And I think that'll be a good sign for what he can grow into in this offense.
What do you think, Herb, about the fact that it's probably going to not look like that right away? It's probably going to be clunky for like 3 weeks, I would guess.
Yeah.
Two to three weeks in the season.
2 to 3 weeks of training camp.
Okay.
I have a feeling it's going to be awkward. We're going to have a lot of rough Caleb practices those first few weeks because there's still this transition going on.
Yeah, I anticipate that, and I would urge people not to overreact to it, right? Certainly, we'll tell you about it. We're going to chart – somebody's going to chart every throw. Somebody's going to tell you that he went 7-for-8 and 7-on-7, and they're not going to tell you that maybe that was a sack or maybe it wasn't, right? It depends on who's putting the information out. But I think either way, I wouldn't overreact to it. I think the defense is naturally going to be ahead of the offense at this point in the process. And I think that as they continue to grow, you'll start to see Caleb and the offense get a little bit more comfortable. I referenced the offensive line earlier. They have to come together. All of that is a part of what Caleb will look like, and that's absolutely going to take some time. I think 2 or 3 weeks is fair. But coming out of training camp, you like to get to see them put together some drives against that first-team defense and get some touchdowns in practice.
Okay, so look. We've all covered training camp practices. Mm-hmm. And since the time that I left the beat, there's been a lot of changes. Like, social media plays a big role in the way that fans perceive a team. Now, I would always get, whether it's here on the show or text line or wherever, hey, how does such and such look in camp? Like, mm-hmm. that sort of mm-hmm. thing. Now, there are people who are charting every show. I mean, every throw charting every throw of Caleb Williams. How do you guys value what happens in practice? And do you feel necessary to give nuance to people? Because our view of practice is pretty unique, that we get an opportunity to be there and watch all of these things go down. How do you value that, Jason?
Not only do you get to see all of it, not just the 30-second clip that's on social media, but you then get a chance to go and collect the context for everything, the explanations for everything, whether on or off the record, whether you're checking with people you know on the side. I mean, you have so much more information, and then you distill it down into something that probably isn't going to be a good or bad. When you say, how does Caleb look? Well, it's not good or bad. It's these things look really promising. These things look like areas he's got to work. And that's what we saw last year. Yeah. I remember last year sitting through these practices, Lawrence, and Caleb would have, you know, 4 just ugly throws in a row. Just one where he's, you know, trying to make a throw that you can get away with in college when there's more of a talent gap between your receiver and the DB, and you're never going to get away with that. It's going to close way too fast in the NFL. One where it's just a bad throw, one where it's a wrong read. And then he'd zip one in Matrix style that would kind of curve around a defender somehow for a touchdown, and you'd be like, okay, there it is. It's both. It's this rookie quarterback who doesn't have a handle on this yet, but also every now and then he's going to do that, and that's where you're hoping that he gets to. When you're looking at him in training camp this year, I'm really just going to set a very simple goal of I want to see it look right by the end of it.
Yeah,
I think it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks where it has the potential to be very clunky. And that's okay as long as you see it kind of smooth out. And he needs to look comfortable and fluent in this offense by the start of the season.
Even what the bad plays look like. I'm interested in seeing that. What do these bad plays look like? Are they plays where you thought you could fit a ball in there because you could fit in there in college? Are there plays where you're just holding the ball for way too long because you're trying to make this super play? Or is the bad play, I don't see it, check it down, throw it away, whatever, right? Because that's cool too. That keeps us at least a little bit on schedule. We can stay ahead of the chains that way. I like everything isn't going to go well. But the bad plays don't have to be disastrous. They don't have to be turnovers. They don't have to be potential sacks or strip sacks.
When some of the things you said are the answer to the question of, well, how far along should Caleb really be? Because you look at this and you're like, oh, I mean, it's basically his rookie year all over again because of how poorly coached and how bad the offensive line was last year. I don't go for that. That's not totally true.
No.
There are some things that he should have learned last year, no matter who was coaching or who was blocking. And like the example of throwing into a window that doesn't exist in the NFL because you're used to it. We should be past
all
that. You
got to learn that. Right?
We should be in much more of a decisive mode with him this year. There are still going to be some things that he was not properly taught last year and things that he was taught that'll have to be untaught and then taught in a new way with the new coaching staff. But there are some basics, and another one of them will be that we really won't see till the start of the regular season as far as recognizing what defenses are doing, what personnel are doing, which cornerbacks you can pick on, things like that, which guys, you know, linebackers especially that are trying to trick you.
When you factor in what, and I don't mean to make this little bit of a curve here, but when you factor in what he was able to learn and what system he was in and who he was learning from, J.J. McCarthy or Caleb Williams more or less a rookie this year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
That's a great question.
Gosh. Well, because you're saying that's J.J. McCarthy.
He played 17 games, but he played 17 games of dysfunction.
And J.J. McCarthy didn't play, but had
expert coaching. Expert coaching, front row seat to certainly Sam Darnold's best season ever, but also one of the best offensive outputs we've seen in a long time.
And if you ask Caleb, he loves that guy.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
Yes, he told us.
He
loves him a lot.
It's in a book and everything.
What happened with J.J. McCarthy was obviously an accident because he had the knee injury, sure. But it would have been a good plan on purpose.
Yeah, it would have been a good plan on purpose.
I'm still going to say J.J. McCarthy more of a rookie this year because
the playing experience,
of the in-game situations that Caleb saw. So Caleb knows, you know, what defenses are trying to do. He knows what the other team is trying to do, even though maybe he didn't know what the Bears were trying to do because they didn't know what they were trying to do.
I'll go with JJ being more of a rookie just because of the calibration.
Agreed.
That Caleb has already gone through of the time, of the timing of the game. Like, he's got some of that stuff down. But it's
it's much closer than you would think that would be, right?
It's such an intriguing question because Caleb kind of has to be stripped all the way down.
Yeah.
That you do almost have to start over. That you've got the experience of having played the game and played it fairly efficiently from just a touchdown to interception ratio standpoint. Mm-hmm. But now there are things that you're going to be asked. And that's why, like, the quarterbacks thing to me is fascinating because I think Caleb has more talent. Mm-hmm. Than Jared Goff. I think that.
Oh, he does.
Okay. And I wonder about that too. Like, when do we stop looking at Caleb as prospect and start looking at him as NFL quarterback? And I don't know when that transition happens.
It's this year.
You think so?
Oh, it has to be. Yeah.
It has to be this year. And I think that's why I think the Bears can get J.J. McCarthy early, because he doesn't know that thing that you were talking about earlier. He doesn't know how quickly those windows close, but he does know his system a little bit more. He also knows his head coach and exactly what he's thinking a little bit better than what Caleb will at that point. But later on, once McCarthy figures out those physical rookie things about the timing and the speed and all that, the other things he probably already has and maybe even has it better than Caleb.
Well, I watched Bo Nix a lot last year because I don't like Bo Nix, but I watched him and you watch some of the games and you're like, oh, I didn't know he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he could make that throw. Mm-hmm. That game that they played against, is it the Bengals? He dropped like a 70. You know, it was the game
to get in the playoffs?
Yeah, it was so that the Bengals won that game, but it was one of those games you're like, ooh, he's making plays that I didn't think that he could make. And he's clearly, in my opinion, and Denver people can tell me I'm wrong, he is in the perfect situation for a young quarterback with Sean Payton, because Sean Payton don't take no mess, and he knows offensive football. And so even though I think there are limitations to his game, I think that he'll be better for it just because of this. And I keep wondering with Caleb, because I do think that all of the stuff is there. Like all those things that you need, except for stature, which people got on me on. And now they're like, yeah, he is kind of small. But all of the other stuff is there. How big of a step backwards did he take because of bad coaching? And how long before he feels like, okay, I can let all of that stuff go and I can turn myself over to a coach who clearly knows how to coach football. But some of the stuff that the Lions were doing aren't things that you necessarily think are what Caleb does. One, taking snaps from under center. Two, a play action game. Three, stand and deliver in the pocket. Jared Goff, they weren't moving the pocket for him. He wasn't getting out on the run. They were like, hey man, you see it, throw it. There's no waiting for the big play. We schemed the big play.
Right.
Trust what you're seeing and deliver the ball. How long will it be before we know that Caleb has got that part of his game? That even though he might be more talented than Goff, can he play like Goff? Because with the extra special stuff that he has, if he can play 80% like Goff in the pocket, knowing that every now and again you got to go be Superman, and that he can make the throwing across his body while running this way, that says now you're talking about one of the best quarterbacks in the league if you can put all of that stuff together.
Which he needs to be. And we need to see that by the end of this season. And the earlier in the season that he turns that corner, the better the Bears' chances, obviously, of being in the playoffs. If Caleb can do that by mid-season, yeah. Jordan Love, his first season, he kind of turned it on mid-season, and then they became really good, and he was, I think, led the league in touchdown mm-hmm. passes or was second that year. If Caleb does that by mid-season, then they should be a playoff team. If it takes more till three-quarters of the way through the season, late in the season, it's not going to be the season that you want, but you are at least, Lawrence, going to feel at the end of that like, hey, this is headed the right way.
I never think that the early bye is a great thing, but I think for this team it could be helpful, right? Just to 4 weeks in, step back, assess everybody, kind of figure out what we're doing here, and then go from there. I think that could be helpful for them because maybe it's just the first 4 weeks and then he's ready to kind of take off after that. They'll need him to, right? Because they come out of that bye and they go back to D.C. area to play Washington again. That's going to be a huge game, another big primetime game. So if they can be ready to go by then with some of those things, but also find ways to win in those first four too, right? You can't just give those away. You got to find ways to win. They go to Detroit, but you got Dallas at home. You got Las Vegas on the road. You got to find ways to win those games as well. So I don't know. I think it'll be interesting, but I think that he has the tool sets. I kind of look at it different a little bit than you, Lawrence. I view those special things as a net positive, right? And say he doesn't play like Jared Goff. And he doesn't have to, and I don't think it would necessarily behoove Coach Johnson to try and make him play that
way. He's not going to do that. He's not just going to come in and thump down the Detroit Lions offense and say, let's do this.
I mean, still, we're talking about a guy who threw for 5,000 yards. Like, I think that sometimes, even in looking at the two guys, we're a little disrespectful to what Jared Goff accomplished or is accomplishing in Detroit. Where, if you're just talking about the two guys, I go, yeah, give me Caleb. But there's enough of an NFL resume now for Jared Goff and him making special throws that you go, okay, he's not how I would necessarily draw a quarterback up, but he knows what he's doing and he's not just a system quarterback.
Number one pick unlocked by Coach Johnson. Run it back.
That would be a great thing to see happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.